The heroin epidemic has claimed hundreds of lives already. While nothing can be done to bring them back or fill the void they left in our lives, my mother, Diane Spots, says that their deaths, which include my cousin Zachary Len, can still help us fix this tragedy by helping each other.
A person does realize how many people are left behind that have to face the loss of having that person there. I guess the only thing that we can all do is to try to remember the good times with Zach and try to help others that are facing the devastating loss that this illness creates in their lives. What happened to my nephew has made us all more aware of a serious problem that we never realized would result in his dying.
Within the past 6 months, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts have attributed 224 deaths to heroin. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick declared a statewide emergency on March 27th and has put $20 million towards helping fix this problem. Lieutenant Jim Albert of the Police Department in Holyoke, Massachusetts, says that heroin's potent effects and accessibility keep its popularity high.
The strongest drug of choice would be heroin. You could go right now to any one of 8 to 10 places in the city of Holyoke and probably be able to buy at street-level sales.
The other factor keeping heroin prevalent is how lucrative selling it can be, and removed dealers are quickly replaced.
You take out 2 and 3 will come in. You take out 3 and 5 will come in. It's always going to be lucrative. The alternative is to be broke and fight for limited jobs. So here in the city of Holyoke, a guy that's going to make anywhere from $100 to $500 a day pushing drugs would be faced with maybe making $100 to $200 a week after taxes working a low-level job.
Every bit of help the police can get makes a difference. The situation is serious enough that there are people who would rather be behind bars than on the streets. Francesca Forrest, who volunteers as a general education development tutor for incarcerated women, has met people who find sanctuary in an unlikely place.
A whole lot of the people who are who I've worked with are in for drug-related offenses. They don't talk so much about why they're in, but this I've just gathered from what they've said themselves, just in passing. And lots of people have said things, or a number of people have said things like that they're actually glad they're there, because if they weren't there, they are afraid they'd be dead. In fact, just the other day, that's what someone said. One person was about to be released, and the other one said, "No, I'm happy to be right here. If I were out, I'd start using, and then I'd be dead."
Shara Lee Tirschner is a neuroscience professor at Western New England University and says new research has revealed that there is no simple cure to addiction. Heroin and other drugs are causing brain damage to the frontal lobe, which prevents a person from making the right decision.
Frontal lobe, which is very important for our ability to make sound decisions, to keep our emotions out of our thought processes, to think ahead, to plan, and to also correct our behavior if we do something that results in a negative consequence. This frontal lobe shows damage after drug abuse. So the cells actually start showing some damage, and you see a decrease in volume. What that means is now the addict no longer has the hardware, the brain areas that allow him to control his behavior. So when he has to make this decision, do I go get high or do I go home to my family, he can't even soundly make that decision anymore.
Tirschner also says that drug addiction isn't a choice that reflects a person's character, but a serious condition that needs to be treated.
Drug addiction in the brain is not a moral issue at all. The person's not bad. You can't shake him and say, stop using drug. Similar to you can't shake someone with cancer and say, stop having cancer. It's a physiological brain disorder.
Heroin is not a problem that's just going to go away. For WAMC, I'm Peter Spots.